Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry Palm is the bracketologist with CBS Sports and CBS HQ. How you doing, Jerry? How's everything?
All right. How are you?
What did you think of the how it all played out and how the brackets came out?
Well, I thought it was all right. I didn't really have any major complaints. I did not predict Belmont would get in, but I don't really have a problem with it or leaving out TCU. I mean, all those teams at the bottom of the bracket are flawed, and it's really about which flaws the committee is willing to accept this year. So Belmont gets in, gets a chance. I think they got a pretty good draw, too, by the way. You know, if they could beat Temple, then they get a Maryland team that's a little loose with the ball and an LSU team dealing with off-court distractions. And, you know, Belmont might have a chance to win a couple of games.
Wow.
But I guess really the only seed problem I would have had is Cincinnati. I thought was a little low as a 7. But they get to play in Columbus, so, you know, but you could do worse.
So Carver High said he thought Tennessee would, meet in Columbus against Cincinnati and lose that game there in Ohio. Do you feel the same way?
I think they could. I mean, Cincinnati will get physical with Tennessee, and I don't think that bothers Tennessee very much. I don't know if they see a ton of that in the SEC. I think Tennessee can get right physical right back with them. Tennessee's more talented. They should win. But Cincinnati is capable, yeah.
Wow, I think that would be a great game. You look at all these other teams. North Carolina, obviously the number one. When before it all happened, like before they made the announcement of who the number ones were and everything else, did you feel prior to that North Carolina was a number one and that they would pose the biggest challenge to Duke if they could put them on opposite sides and maybe meet in the national championship?
Yeah, I don't think the committee was worried about opposite sides, but I think that I think Michigan State could give them a hard time. Because Izzo really knows. I mean, Izzo and Coach K going head to head. I mean, Coach K is good to have very few times where he's got a peer on the other side of the floor, and that'll be one of those games. It'll be interesting to see if Michigan State does get to play Duke, if they can create situations where Duke is relying on 3-point shots and free throws, which they don't do very well. It's really their two weaknesses. But Carolina is certainly capable. Despite two losses, I think Virginia's capable, and heck, Gonzaga's already done it. They're the only team to beat Duke at full strength this year, so it's not a cakewalk for Duke, but for any stretch.
So when you watch Michigan State, and they beat Michigan for the Big Ten title and everything, when you watch them and they have these, I guess every team has stretches where they don't score and they have problems. Right. Like Michigan was kicking their ass for a little while there, and then they finally found themselves and came back. I think those, comebacks, if you will, are less prevalent in the NCAA tournament than they are in conference tournaments. I think if they shoot poorly and have, a bad 10-minute stretch in a tournament game in the NCAAs, you can lose the game.
Well, you could. I mean, if you don't come back, obviously, it only takes one bad day and you're out in the NCAA tournament, and everybody is capable of a bad day. So, yeah, but I think I still feel like no lead is safe in college basketball. At any point, there's no lead is safe in college basketball. And I don't think that that's any less true necessarily in the NCAA tournament. The thing about the tournament, though, is I think teams play tighter and you're maybe a little more patient. You might see fewer possessions. And if you need to come back, having fewer possessions could be a problem.
So, Jerry Palomuda, so if they win, which they will, I would guess, against Bradley, and then, Louisville wins. If they beat Louisville, do you really think what would be their worst test than LSU? Because it seems that way to me. And then as they get deeper into that, it would be what? Va-Tech and obviously Duke. Do you feel like any of those other teams, could be a problem, like VCU? Or is there anyone that poses a challenge to these teams in that bracket?
To Duke and Michigan State?
Yes.
Virginia Tech maybe against Duke because of the familiarity and the fact that, Virginia Tech beat them earlier. Now, of course, Zion Williamson didn't play, but neither did Justin Robinson, the the guard for Virginia Tech was coming back. So that sometimes that just having to play a conference team, you know, that early in the tournament, that could be a problem. But no, I mean, really, when it just comes to the pure talent levels on these teams, Michigan State and Duke are the two best. LSU is definitely the third best, and could possibly be a problem. But I just don't think they're even going to get there.
So that Nevada Florida game in the West. Do you think, because Florida played really well in the SEC tournament, I thought, and then a lot of people just buy into Nevada because they're 29-4 and what they did last year. Do you think Florida can keep rolling and beat them?
Yeah, they can. I mean, 7-10 games are basically toss-ups. You know, 8-9, 7-10, even 6-11. You know, there's not much separating in terms of the quality of any of those teams. Nevada never really got it completely going this season. They didn't pick up a high-quality win at all. Other Utah State, I suppose, in the conference. They beat Arizona State, but, you know, that's the team that barely made the field. And, you know, they didn't have the opportunities either, but they didn't really – they were not as impressive this regular season, I would say, even compared to last year.
I still like that.
They had a worse record.
I still like that Beeline Michigan team, and I think that they can do damage. They got everything. Great guard play, great assist guard play, and they got a couple of them that can really play inside. I mean, I thought they blew the Michigan State game.
Yeah, they did. I think Teske, the offense runs better when Teske's doing well. He seems to be the key to really making them go. I mean, Simpson, of course, is cool, and all those guys. I mean, Matthews, having him back helps. But I think that offense really functions at its best when Teske's doing well. Michigan seems to always play above seed in the NCAA tournament. Beeline is a great tournament coach. I don't know what he's doing differently than anybody else, but his teams usually do not underachieve in the NCAA tournament.
That's true. Do you think Florida State and Texas Tech are the biggest problem for Gonzaga in the West?
No, I think Florida State and Michigan are. Florida State is interesting because they're one of those teams that has a lot of interchangeable parts. They're very athletic. They're long. They're deep. They play, 10 or 11 guys. They're an interesting challenge. They're not an easy team to play against. I thought they were a bad matchup for Virginia. Virginia is able, obviously, to beat them, but you know, they didn't play their best game, and Florida State just causes people problems, especially if you haven't seen something like that before.
What did you think of Oregon's run, and Washington got in as well? Do you think Oregon can keep rolling?
Maybe. Sometimes I feel like, especially, you know, major conference teams, when they go on an unexpected run to win a conference tournament, there's a bit of a letdown after that. So it'll be interesting to see if Oregon can avoid the letdown, and Auburn fits this category too. The non-majors, not so much because they're playing with house money. I don't think the major conference schools ever feel that way. But Oregon, Dana Altman did a great job getting his team ready to go late in the season. And I think they won their last eight games. They're going to give Wisconsin some trouble. But Ethan Happ is still the best player on the floor in that game. And I like Wisconsin to win. That's the only five seed I picked.
Wow. And so in the Midwest, and that, you know, I had mentioned Washington. What do you think of that game, that Utah State-Washington game, and the winner would play North Carolina because they'll beat Iona?
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward. I'm going to be in Columbus for those games. So I'm going to see the Tennessee pod and the North Carolina pod. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Washington-Utah State because Washington is a team that clinched their conference regular season title about 3 weeks to go and then stopped playing.
Right.
And they lost to Cal. They almost lost to Stanford. They didn't play a single good game, even the ones they won, really the whole rest of the season. So now can they get it turned back up against a pretty good Utah State team that, you know, has got Power 5 conference circled on the calendar there. They get a shot to beat a Power conference team. So they're going to be pretty geeked up for it. I kind of like Utah State in that one, I think.
Jerry Palm with a CBS bracketologist. Do you think that Wofford-Seton Hall game will be good?
Yeah, it should be good. Seton Hall finished strong. Or they would not be in this tournament at all. And Wofford's a team that, you know, they're not overly big, but they pretty much everybody on the floor can shoot, and I think that'll be fun. I mean, if Wofford shoots well, they'll win as long as they're shooting well. But Powell should be able to have an advantage for Seton Hall against Wofford. I'm not sure who they're going to guard him with.
When you, I was watching Bruce Pearl in that title game, and I was sitting there, and I'm thinking to myself, 3 minutes into the game, the guy was having a conniption. I mean, literally, 3 minutes in, his guard got a second foul, and the guy was just absolutely turning, like, purple. And I just, my question to you is, like, he's nuts, that guy. Does he get, like, because when he's flipping out like that the entire game, and he looks like he's going to drop dead, literally, coaching, do you feel at any point that, does he cuss a lot at the refs? Are you surprised that he doesn't get thrown out of games more?
I don't know. I mean, the refs take a lot of heat, and usually takes quite a bit to get even teed up, let alone thrown out. He can be vociferous at times, but he's got a little extra, you know, juice in him for Tennessee, especially. So I guess I'm not too surprised he would lose his cool in a game like that. But the refs don't give out technical fouls just for getting sworn at, or they'd be giving out thousands of them.
Do you think that they'll beat New Mexico State? That's a really good team, but I don't like who they play all year.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is they're in the WAC, right? So nobody ever talks about them. Nobody pays attention. I think they've got 30 wins.
They do.
Maybe 29. I mean, it's
30.
A great team. Here's the thing. I actually picked New Mexico State in part of what because of what I said about Auburn, you know, maybe letting down a little after winning the SEC. But the New Mexico State took full-strength Kansas and played them 3 points at Kansas. So they're not going to be afraid of Auburn. You know, they know how to play teams like that. They didn't get the W, but that was a pretty – that's their best win all year was a loss to Kansas. But that was a very impressive performance. If they can muster that up, they'll beat Auburn.
So another 8-9 is that Ole Miss Oklahoma in the in Columbia, South Carolina in the South region. What do you think of those two?
Well, I picked Mississippi. I don't have a lot of faith in Oklahoma, although they did finish well. Lon Kruger's a pretty good coach. He hasn't quite had the players the last couple of years, but well, other than, you know, Trae Young. But, you know, they haven't really done well in the league. And that this year, though, they turned it around late and were able to get into the tournament. So, you know, maybe they can win. I kind of like the job Kermit Davis did at Mississippi, though, this year. It's really first year there, has them already in the NCAA tournament. I think I like Mississippi, but I don't think either one of them is getting past Virginia.
What about that Cuse Baylor 8-9 in the West?
Yeah, that should be fun, right? Couple of teams that play zone and with, you know, long athletic guys. It might be that neither team scores much. You know, that game could be played in the 40s. I picked Syracuse, but I think that's basically a toss-up. It'll be whoever can find a way to get some offense going.
And what about that in the East, that VCU Central Florida game? I think that'll be a good game.
Yeah, you know, the problem, though, for VCU is, you know, is Evans going to be ready to go? Unfortunately, they found no structural damage in his knee, so they're trying to get him ready to play. I don't think they can beat UCF without him. So if he's healthy and effective, and I like VCU, I think they've got a good chance. But without Evans, I don't think they can beat UCF.
So lastly, who do you think got screwed?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Really, anybody gets screwed.
Right.
I mean, the closest, certainly in terms of selection, everybody who got left out absolutely deserved it. You know, I mean, if you look at the first four out that the committee gave us, Indiana's on that list. They're 17 and 15. Right. Yeah, nobody.
You had to bring that up, didn't you, Jerry?
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jerry.
But there was never any chance Indiana was going to make it. And then, you know, teams like NC State and Clemson aren't even on that list. No, nobody got screwed. I mean, people want to whine about seeding. Michigan State fans are whining about seeding and, you know, maybe Cincinnati a little bit. But Cincinnati's going to get to play in Ohio. So, you know, that's not really that big of a deal.
Real quick, let me say this. Carver, who do you like in that Old D Purdue game?
I love Old Dominion. Jerry, every year, I just feel like Purdue never gets it done in this tournament, Jerry. They never get it done.
Oh.
Is that all you got?
Is that all you got? All right, I got to go, Jerry. Thanks for coming on the bench.
All right.
All right, thanks, there he is. Jerry Palm with us again on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.